Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The Supreme Court hits the pause button over access to an abortion pill for now after the Biden administration urged a stay amid conflicting court rulings.
The court asked both sides to weigh in by next week on whether a lower court ruling that added restrictions to mifepristone should take effect. A federal appeals court ruled Wednesday that the pill could stay available, but with new limits, including a ban on sending the pill through the mail. Justice Samuel Alito issued the ruling, which gives all sides until Tuesday to provide written responses.
CBS's Michael George. President Biden responding to the arrest and charging of a suspect in the leak of classified Pentagon documents. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the president in Ireland.
In a written statement issued as he continues his tour of County Mayo, Ireland, the president commended the quick investigation into the leak. He says officials are still working to determine the validity of the documents. He said here yesterday he wasn't aware of any of the material being of great consequence. The White House statement says going forward, the president has directed that steps be taken to limit distribution of sensitive military and intelligence information.
The Justice Department has charged multiple members of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel in a fentanyl trafficking case. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the charges earlier today.
8 of those defendants are now in the custody of our international partners. We will be seeking their extradition to the United States to face charges in federal court. And we will be working closely with our partners in the government of Mexico to seek the extradition of other defendants.
A 38-year-old tech consultant charged with the murder of the Cash App founder has appeared in a San Francisco courtroom today.
The man charged with killing Bob Lee made his first court appearance, but his arraignment was postponed for 2 weeks. Nima Momeni will be held in custody until that time. Randy Casada is with the San Francisco District Attorney's Office.
The judge issued a no bail without prejudice order, so he will remain in custody through April 25th.
Momeni, a 38-year-old tech consultant, is accused of fatally stabbing Lee. The San Francisco police chief has said Lee and Momeni knew each other, and court documents indicate the two had an argument shortly before the murder. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
All good things must come to an end, and this Sunday will be the end, the final performance of Phantom of the Opera. To mark the occasion, New York City Mayor Eric Adams presented composer Andrew Lloyd Webber with a key to the city.
I felt very, very much a part of the community, even though I'm British. I still feel that this is the home of musicals and where I want to be.
Phantom of the Opera opened in 1988 and has become the longest running show on Broadway. This is CBS News.
One of the best savings rates in America is another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's a third straight day of red flag warnings in Wisconsin. Wardens say they responded to 21 wildfires yesterday. The biggest was 3,000 acres in Monroe County. They're calling the Arcadia Fire. Governor Evers declared a state of emergency this week. A judge in Waukesha is increasing the amount of money Darryl Brooks owes his victims to more than $500,000. Prosecutors say there's a chance Brooks could sell the book or movie rights to his story and make money. Brooks is serving 6 life sentences for driving through the Waukesha Christmas parade crowd in 2021. In sports, the Bucks find out their first-round playoff opponent tonight. It'll either be Miami or Chicago. The Brewers beat San Diego last night 4-3. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happier happy hour. Thank God it's upon us, and you can air some grievances up around here, or, you know, if you got any gratitude today, share it. Lots to feel good about. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we won a Supreme Court election. They have given me some hope. We've got glorious weather. And Crudy's sneaking out of town in the morning, bright and early, a little too early, but I'm going to Vegas, going to the NAB convention. And if you weren't listening, again, hour one, my little buddy Dom is still partying in Rome today with Bill Press, you know, from the Bill Press Show. Lefty talker, podcaster, pundit, our buddy Bill Press and Dom are probably naked in the Roman fountains right now. And I say that in about 58% sincerity. But there's another convention this weekend going on, and they're all gathering for it. It's the Bloodshed Convention. It's the We Love Guns Convention. Why, it's the NRA Convention. And it's a place where, you know, Republican presidential candidates and wannabes, they go and they throw themselves out there before the people. You know, do you like me now? Well, Donald Trump spoke at the NRA a couple times, and our former governor here, the state of Wisconsin, Scotty Walker, well, he met his Russian spy girlfriend, Marina Butina, at the NRA convention in Nashville. Apparently, she was in the VIP room with Scott Walker, where he greeted her in the Mother Russian that he, quote-unquote, learned at Marquette, questioned Mark. Anyways, the Raw story, one of my favorite sources, they've got the reporting, and Ebon, going to need your help with this. Mike Pence made an appearance, and also Wayne LaPierre. He is sort of the headmaster of this bloodlust organization, and it's gone way beyond being a simple hunter-fisher kind of organization. I was in the NRA when I was a teenager. You know, I used to have my .22 and my BB gun, and you know, you join the NRA the back of a comic book. It means something a little different these days. And Mike Pence, the former vice president, was met with a chorus of boos in his home state of Indiana as he gave a speech to the National Rifle Association's annual meeting. Oh, yeah, because they wanted to hang Mike Pence, right? He's on the wrong side of the insurrection. A little bit more. According to NBC News, Pence was met with a mixture of boos and applause as he took the stage but ultimately earned some cheers for his call to fight efforts to restrict gun rights. Why would you want to restrict any gun rights in, oh yeah, mass shooting every day in this country?
I have only five words for you. From my cold, dead hands.
We've got some other sound. I don't think that was Pence. Charlton Heston, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's play a little first of the, what, Wayne LaPierre. He's the chairman of the board, something like that. He's the NRA leader and the face of the NRA. And this organization, well, this is what they stand for. He is emblematic. He is the personification of the NRA. And if you cross him, especially you Republican politicians, he's coming for you. Playing for the people.
I don't care how many billionaires, TikTok stars, or Hollywood airheads they've got. Hear this. Gun-hating politicians should never go to bed unafraid of what this association and all of our millions of members can do to their political careers.
If it were just their political careers being threatened, you know what I mean? This group is not exactly known for their moderation, let's just say. You would think when the former Republican vice president in his home state of Indiana came to the stage, you would think he would be warmly welcomed by the NRA, right? But somewhere along the line, I think it was right around January 6th of 2021, he lost favor with the gun-toting base. And here, and Ebon, I hope you got this for us, here is how Scott Walker's favorite current presidential wannabe was greeted by the crowd in his home state of Indiana. Little smattering of boo. See if you can hear him.
Like a river rage.
Well, hello, NRA. I love you too. And welcome back to the Hoosier State.
So that was nice. Somebody bailed him out. I heard the one lone, we love you, Mike.
I was going to say, yeah, there was. He had one supporter.
And when he said, we love you too, and then the crowd laughed at him, or with him, you know, depending on your point of view. That's got to hurt a little bit.
Just a smidge.
Do you think Mike Pence will be a little butthurt, a little brokenhearted tonight?
Nah, there's no heart to break.
844-967-2789. You know what qualified him to be the vice president? And the governor of Indiana prior. He was a right-wing talk radio host. That's his major claim to fame. One breath away from the presidency. Donald Trump, the three Big Mac a day guy, was our president. And Mike Pence's greater qualification to be the vice president was he had a right-wing talk radio show. 844-967-2789.
You no don't charisma, though.
What's that?
No charisma, though.
Well, he described himself as like Rush Limbaugh without all the pizzazz.
He wishes.
Okay, I got more grievances. You want to hear more?
Always.
Now, you work in this little organization, and I have a new job application for new hires we're going to use here. Kind of like the one Sarah Huckabee Sanders is using in the state of Arkansas. And she's got sort of an unusual practice. When you apply for the job, you got to write a little essay saying what you like about the governor. In this case, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So if you want to work for Sarah, write me a little essay on what you love about Sarah.
Wow.
I think we could do that here.
I think so, too.
If you want to work for the Devil's Advocates, if you want to be part of the greatest radio show ever, tell us why we're so great. Doesn't everyone do that in their application process? But the governor, the Huck of Sanders, you know, the liar-in-chief for the former president, she was a hell of a spokesliar, Sarah Huckabee Sanders blames a design error It's a design error for the form asking job applicants to name something nice about her. You know, that would be a struggle. She's not a pretty human being inside or out. She's
that's right.
Really
that's about herself. That's about herself. Say something nice about me.
Yes.
Wow.
The office of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Republican, if you're unaware, from Arkansas, is blaming a controversial state job application form demanding prospective hires write a short essay on what they admire about her most on a design error reported by the Arkansas Times on Thursday. Oh, pardon me, Friday. The strange requirement on the form intended for people applying to serve on state boards and commissions was first revealed earlier this week. Here's how the Arkansas Times reported it. News broke this week that the online application for people hoping to serve on one of Arkansas's dozens of boards and commissions included the question, what is an accomplishment of the governor's that you admire the most?
I'd have to say that absolute banger of a speech after the election.
You mean after the State of the Union,
which she gave
the Republican response? It was a little dystopic, was it not?
A little bit.
The next day, again, here's a quote from the local paper. The next day, that online application form was missing. It's back up now, but the questions are different. And sure, the Sanders administration's explanation about the snafu makes sense. Who amongst us hasn't accidentally required job applicants to write a 500-word essay on how great we are? I'm telling you, it's a new requirement here at Civic Media. If I have anything to say about it, not that anyone lets me do the hiring. According to Sanders' spokesperson, Alexa Henning, that question was intended only for people applying for summer internships. You suck up for an internship? Not official positions on the state boards. It's an interesting concept, wrote Bailey. Here at the Arkansas Times, we never thought to pressure potential interns to spew accolades and sweet nothings about the publisher, Ellen Leverett. Still, we'll grant that requiring a loyalty oath from interns is slightly less cringe than requiring it of, say, an Arkansas Catfish Promotion Board member. They've got the Arkansas Catfish Promotion Board. If you'd like an esteemed position, you better suck up the Hucka Sanders. Now, Hucka Sanders previously served as former President Donald Trump's press secretary, where she became infamous for her habitual false statements and lies, one of the most serious being a case where she was forced to admit to federal investigators that she made up her claim that countless FBI agents told her they were happy the former president fired agency director James Comey. She's a sweet liar. Can I write that in the essay? What do you admire most about my accomplishments? You are able to lie right in the face of reporters and the American people, and I bet you still sleep just fine at night.
Ding, ding, we got a winner.
She does kind of have that Scott Walker, Marty Feldman eye thing going on. What is it? Does a guilty conscience kind of make one eye twitch?
I would certainly hope so. You know, losing sleep.
I don't know if either Hucka Sanders or the wanker ever lose any sleep. They have no conscience. It doesn't keep them up at night. Come back with us. The devil's advocates. Listening to us makes a soft pillow. 844-967-2789. My wife tells me if I want to go to sleep, I put on the podcast.
Got him.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 57 tonight under overcast skies. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 79. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 55. A dusting of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Why don't you join us? It's so boring doing this alone. I miss my little buddy Dominic, not so much, but a little bit on the radio. And, you know, I miss you when you don't call. You don't call, you don't write. Dom's partying with Bill Press, literally, probably in a Roman fountain. They took pictures before the Roman fountains, but they were drinking. And I know how Dom likes to get naked when he goes on the road. I've traveled with the man. I've seen him naked. 844-967-2789. Usually fueled by excessive intake of Bud Light. Probably not Bud Light. Have you been participating in the boycott?
Oh, yeah, for 15 years.
Well, now that all the conservatives hate Bud Light for apparently partnering with a trans influencer, do you find yourself more likely to drink a Bud Light?
I was about to say, I'm going to buy a case after work.
Would you drink it? Do you like the Bud Light?
Well, I'll tell everybody I drank it. Yeah.
I might have some Bud Light in the basement from the last party. You know, we try to get it for the rice drinking people. I've never been a Bud Light guy. You know that. I've trash talked it on the air more than once. Not because of their partnership, but I just don't like this stuff.
Yeah, I don't drink water either.
Well, I barely drink water. I got my own Mountain Fuel, Rocket Fuel, this green stuff I drink. But interestingly, who wants the conservatives to end this boycott of the Bud Light? Why, none other than Don Jr. He's being described as a mega podcaster these days. The MAGA podcasters noted that Anheuser-Busch donates far more to Republicans than Democrats, so it wasn't worth destroying an American icon for having a trans spokesperson. They're giving us money. We like them. They give us money. A little bit of the reporting for the Daily Beast. Donald Trump Jr., you know, Fredo, called on conservatives to pump the brakes on the boycott of Bud Light. No, drink more Bud Light, says Don Jr., noting that the right-wing meltdown over the beer company partnering with a transgender influencer wasn't worth destroying an American icon. At the same time, the presidential sky-on-turned podcaster said Anheuser-Busch, and I can't read this aloud here, but that they crapped the bed with the Dylan Mulvaney marketing campaign, adding that if they do it again, then screw them, because it would be open season on the brewer. Over the past 2 weeks, the so-called anti-cancel culture crowd has obsessed obsessed. They have been a little obsessive. Or Bud Light sitting Mulvaney, a commemorative can to celebrate her 365 days of girlhood. Additionally, the trans TikTok star also advertised the beer on her social media accounts as part of Bud Light's March Madness promotion. Trump-boosting country rock singer, is that what he is? Country rock singer Kid Rock kicked off an outrage cycle by posting a video of himself shooting up cases of the beer wall, shouting, F Bud Light. Other country artists, right-wing celebrities, and GOP politicians soon followed suit, even while inadvertently promoting other AB products, you know, Anheuser-Busch. Naturally, MAGA grifters soon began offering anti-woke alternatives to Bud Light at $20 a six-pack. Yeah, give me a $20 a six-pack anti-Bud Light. Well, it's Bud Regular. Oh, okay. Despite, during Thursday's broadcast of his Triggered podcast, Trump pointed out that despite conservatives' complaints that Anheuser-Busch had gone woke, the conglomerate actually donated more money to Republican candidates than Democrats in recent election cycles. That's literally unheard of in corporate America, where it's really easy to go woke. They would do that so constantly where there's a consequence of actually being a conservative, he exclaimed. So 60-40 to the conservative side is kind of a big deal. Is it? I mean, really? That's what's persuading you? You're going to go against your base for a 60-40 split on campaign contributions? Doesn't take much to win over Don Jr., does it? Trump also praised Anheuser-Busch for not lobbying for random pet issues of the day and the BLM crap, unlike the rest of what woke corporate America does. Furthermore, he pointed out that Anheuser-Busch didn't sign on to a letter from the Human Rights Campaign demanding schools let teenage boys in skirts and girls' bathrooms. The Trigger podcast host added that over 300 other companies signed on to this crap, including Pepsi and Amazon. So here's the deal. Anheuser-Busch totally crapped the bed with this Dylan Mulvaney thing. I'm not, though, for destroying an American, an iconic company, for something like this, Trump declared, perhaps unaware that Anheuser-Busch is now owned by Belgian beer giant InBev. The company itself doesn't participate in the same leftist nonsense as the other big conglomerates. Frankly, they don't participate in the same woke garbage that other people in the beer industry actually do, who are significant. I can't do the Trump Jr. voice. I quit doing the Trump Sr. Who are significantly worse offenders when I looked into it. But if they do it again, then it's on them. Then screw them. Well, there you go. Screw them. Rich from Arizona. You drink any Bud Lights recently, Rich?
No, I'm the reincarnation of Kerry Nation.
Okay. Teetotaler, are you, Rich?
What's that?
Are you a teetotaler?
No. Just green tea. But this is Friday grievances, and I have a grievance. Hello?
Yep, you're still there.
I have a grievance with you, because this is April, and long time ago, you said you were to be here in Arizona in April, and I'm still looking for you at the Devil's Advocate Pizza Store right here in Tempe, Arizona. And while you're in town, you can raise hell at the state capitol. And the third thing you're going to do, since you expand Progressive Talk Radio in Wisconsin, that you restart Progressive Talk Radio here in the Phoenix area.
Rich, did you find Dom and I when we played out in Phoenix?
When?
We played out in Phoenix back in 2017 when we first were syndicated, and then we kind of stepped back. Literally, when Phoenix lost their local progressive station, didn't seem worthwhile somehow. I'll be in Phoenix a week from Saturday and at a Tyler Childers concert with my wife. It's our concert year. More Devils.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court hits the pause button on access to an abortion pill amid conflicting court rulings. Lori Levinson teaches law at Loyola.
Without this order by the Supreme Court, then women starting tomorrow would not be able to get this abortion medication in the way that they've been receiving it. Instead, they would have to make multiple appointments with doctors. They couldn't get it through the mail, and some of the other restrictions might go into place as well.
An Air National Guardsman is charged in Boston in the case involving leaked intelligence documents.
The 21-year-old installed fiber optic cable at a military base in Massachusetts.
CBS's Willie James Inman. An assault rifle confiscated this morning at an off-site delivery facility that screens vehicles before they get on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol.
It was partially wrapped in a blanket, and so they confiscated the gun and then placed the delivery driver under arrest.
Capitol Police spokesman Tim Barber. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile, Crest has you covered.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the happier happy hour. It's glorious. Low 80s, Madison, Wisconsin. Beautiful. It's like summer has arrived. And, you know, sometimes my little buddy bails it in on a Friday afternoon or starts drinking tequila a little bit early. I think him and Bill Press are doing that right now in the Roman ruins. But the audience, you're not supposed to mail it in. Where are you? 844-967-2789. You got to do your part as well. Friday grievances, we air them here. Joe from Madison, you're next. Welcome.
No grievance at all. Instead, it's a gigantic blazing ray of sunshine I'd like to throw into the situation. And it's been led in well by the previous caller just before the news break. I've forgotten his first name, but he was calling from Arizona. And
Rich.
Giving you a heads up of Yeah, and he was saying, please come to Arizona. Do what you do in Arizona, or do what you do in Wisconsin here in Arizona. And I know you've had callers from Detroit who said the same message. Please, please, when are you going to come to Michigan? I just wanted to say, you're headed toward NAB, okay? Folks need to understand National Association of Broadcasters. We're talking radio and TV. It is their organization, and it is huge. And, you know, you can say maybe it's sleepy. No. Deals are made. Information is shared. Models are they shine a light on models. You need to kind of get rid of every bit of self-effacing Midwestern in your voice and your persona, and have a huge, sandwich board that just said, we did one of the most remarkable things ever. Look at this radio network created in what, 18 months? How many months did it take you to create?
Nine.
Created here?
Nine months.
Get out of town, Crudy. You need a sandwich board, and, you know, you need people dancing ahead of you.
It's been a year now, Joe, bring all the deals to closure. It'll take a complete year.
Okay, but fantastic. I mean, try to find another example of that. I mean, my understanding, I was looking on the Civic Media website, and it looked like 11 stations so far, but aren't you up to 13 now with Hayward coming on?
We'll be 18 before summer.
Get out of town. You need to be bragging. So before you figure out anything else, and when you wake up tomorrow in Las Vegas, you need to sort of say, hi, I'm the guy that did something remarkable. Here's what I did, because it is remarkable. And the fact that other people are calling in from other states saying, please do what you did in Wisconsin, in these other places, speaks to that. And I would just encourage folks to realize what a remarkable thing this is. You have said in some of the interviews that you've done that you are interested in democracy. You are interested in the civic. That is what drives you. And this emphasis on local and telling the stories in our state and having a place where people can get together and talk. One of the things I really enjoy about your network is flipping through the different shows that are on and making a choice to listen to different shows every week. You know, every week I try something new, whether it's Up North News or James Santel on the weekend with the fabulous Morning Cannolis or Pizza Box Mike. Very different. Still full, chock full of information, chock full of direction and spirit and energy. And what you have done is absolutely remarkable. I am grateful beyond measure, and I know I'm not the only one. Someone was calling recently, and they were saying that the doctors and the nurses, I think it was Mark, was saying he was in the hospital, and the doctors and nurses were really liking what they were hearing on the station. I would submit to you, I just had a meeting with a person at a bank, and they said, didn't I hear your voice before? And she said, yeah, I've heard you on, quote, the show with the guys. That would be you and Dom, the guys. And that's how she has it in her head. So anyway, I would just encourage you, Crudy, just, you know, forget the Midwestern, hide my light under a barrel, and instead start getting those Broadway Klieg lights out there to highlight what you've done, because it is extraordinary. And I hope at some point you guys are able to document how you did it and to offer some stories along the way. I know that Brian has had some wonderful stories about getting into some engineering situations where it was kind of like, wow, I wonder what I'm doing here. Should I be worried when I open the door here into this deserted radio station? I think that stuff would be fantastic to detail, because what you've done is create a network in record time that's doing remarkable things. And I'm so grateful, and I know I'm not the only one. So that's my two cents to offer to you.
Wow, Joe, that is perhaps the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Let me give my partner a lot of the credit. Joe, I had a decade or more. I mean, this plan's been kicking around in my head for a decade or more. You know, my ambition was as small as my checkbook, my personal resources. I'm just a working class stiff. And, you know, my ventures into radio were really not founded on good financial principles, because you need a lot of money to get into radio. That's what I figured out. I didn't have capital resources, and a lot of businesses fail when they don't have capital resources. So, you know, thank God my wife is still supportive and with me, because I could have lost her somewhere along the line. And I could have lost it all, Joe. And so many human beings supported this mission to keep it alive long enough for someone else to really bring their resources to bear and their greater vision than you know, I could only think as big as my checkbook, Joe. And, right, and now it's right. substantially and, yeah. bigger than that. But, you know, if somebody told you, go buy every radio station you can buy that makes sense to our strategic plan to cover the state of Wisconsin, and I'll fund it. I mean, what a great privilege that was.
Oh, absolutely. And I can remember the days, you know, I go way back there and can remember the days of the, you know, the Christmas music going on instead of that your show, and going up to people that I knew who listened to the show and just, what happened? What do we do now? What happened? I salute forever your spirit of inventiveness and creativity and great ability to work with other than before. But most of all, you are one tenacious person. I mean, you are like a pit bull. You're like those terriers on a sock where you lift up the sock and the terrier's still hanging on. And to the National Association of Broadcasters, realize that what you're creating right here, I mean, it's extraordinary, and it just, you need to celebrate it. And as I said, no hiding your light under a barrel. You hear me? You get out there and you tell them, okay?
Joe, I will make you this assurance. I will not be humble. I will certainly tell the story. Get a couple of drinks in me. I'll tell it twice. 844, thank you so much, Joe. That is so kind of you to say. This is, you know, become my life's mission. And, you know, the fact that others have joined me in this mission, and we're up to more than 50 employees. We've got a big team here. It's a lot more than Crudy Radio, but very kind of you to say. And, you know, if opportunity presents to continue to grow this mission into other swing states, I would love to be a part of that. That would be awesome. 844-967-2789. But I can't wait. Because our little mission here in the state of Wisconsin is nearly accomplished. And when we close on this last round of deals, and when I say we, I mean Civic Media. It ain't my money, folks. But when Civic Media, when Sage, my partner, adds this last component, we add Jeannie and all our friends up in the Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley. We add La Crosse, our friend Dana, and all those people in God's country, they're coming. And we add our brand new Packer affiliate in the Southern Milwaukee Metro. Southsiders listen to the Packer game on the AM on 1400 AM, WRJN, and 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. And I couldn't be prouder of some of the guys. Met with a guy out of Racine today, because it's not just radio stations, it's human beings. I get to meet all the human beings. When we buy these radio stations, this is the best part. I get to meet the human beings that love this industry, that are committed to putting information out on the radio. And you know, to get to be a part of a team like this, it really is an honor. And can't wait till Mike Clemens joins the team on May 1st. He is our new Packers, Bucks, Brewers beat reporter. And you know, I love me some hometown teams. Can't wait till this guy joins the team and many, many others. You're going to like a lot of what you hear here on the Civic Media Network. It continues to grow. Much credit due to my partner, Sage Weil. 844-967-2789. Gordy Kopke, some credit due to you as well, young man. You've always been a fan and a friend. We appreciate it, Gordy.
I've been a fan for a long, long time. I can't certainly blow as much smoke as that gal did, but I'm going to have to help deflate your ego sometime. You're flying like a hot air balloon out in Vegas.
I was just sitting there grinning the whole time. Was I going to interrupt her? Come on, Gordy.
Absolutely not. My biggest grievance is this. You're out in Vegas playing. I got to go to work tomorrow, bud. We got the first farmer's market of the year. The outdoor market is tomorrow, and it's going to be 80 degrees, and I'm going to be dancing on the square. Just a friendly reminder of all the Devils Radio folks out there in earshot. Come on up and say hi.
Gordy Kopke, go see Kopke's Greenhouse. Gordy, you bringing any of the little early for the Mother's Day flowers, right?
No, I got some beautiful flowers, some hanging baskets I'm putting on. So I got some nice vegetables. Those are people want to get out in the garden and get some early stuff in. I've got that. So stop by and say hello. I'd like to meet you.
Gordy, you know what? I might have to get up before you do tomorrow morning. The one part of this, you know, let's get to Vegas early hunt and enjoy the day sort of sucking that I got caught up in. I got to leave the house tomorrow by 5.
I'll be up at 4. I get up at 4, sit in the hot tub, have my coffee, and I have to be on the square at 6 o'clock in order to get my spot.
Well, you better get your ass up there, Gordy. Have a wonderful Saturday of the farmers market. Our friend Gordy Kopke's greenhouses. I love Gordy and what they do. And you can bet your sweet butt, Gordy, I'll come out and get the Mother's Day flowers, but it won't be tomorrow. Go see Gordy on the Capitol Square. We're moving up there. We moved the world headquarters right up a block away from you, Gordy. You'll have to come see the new place. Not with me. Not tomorrow. 844-967-2789. Going down the phones. Who's next? Trying to go by who's been the most patient. I believe it's you, Bill from Madison. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Welcome. I'm just calling to join in the ego inflation party.
Give me all you got, man. I love it. My wife is going to shake a fist, though, but go ahead.
I do really appreciate everything you guys are doing, and I think it's great your willingness to have discussions on, you know, maybe more of the taboo subjects. I just think it's a great thing. You know, you're open to, you know, just have bearing. You're not hard one side or the other. It's great to hear someone that's kind of central halfway. I mean, I don't know if I'd call it central, but it's, you know.
Well, I'd like to think at least Bill, at least we try to be considerate of others' points of view. And, you know, if we think your ideas are goofy, we're going to bust your balls. But, you know, we try to at least hear you out or at least give you a crack at us. Bill, that's all I want in life. You don't have to agree with me. I just want you to hear me out and have a little fun and buy me a cold one at the end.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get I'm against the beer, but I'll stand with you with the Captain Coke.
All right, man. Well, I
heard that's your drink.
Triple doubles, man. We'll skip the Bud Lights. We'll go straight to triple doubles. 844-967-2789. Joanne from Madison, looks like you might be next.
Hey, just a quick diddle on all of the wonderful kudos, but I've got a complaint.
Yes, ma'am.
We should have a better list of all these wonderful small businesses who are advertising on your show. I don't want to shop at fascist businesses anymore, and I would like to have, like right in my hand at all times on the phone or wherever, a list of all of these folks who've been coming up with these wonderful commercials. I mean, I actually listen to the commercials because they're fun, you know. They're breezy commercials and interesting and all that and funny. So, again, try to get all this in the one place so that people like me who do a lot of shopping can access all these cool small businesses. Thank you so much.
Excellent suggestion. Put it in the box. I'm going to Vegas, baby. Come back. One last segment. And your phone calls, 844-9.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area. Come celebrate 414 Day this Friday, April 14th, with various exciting events and activities throughout downtown Milwaukee. Take part in shuffleboard or axe throwing at the North Shore Club at 230 East Pittsburgh Avenue in Walker's Point, which is presented by Bars and Recreation. Love to sing? Well, come sing your heart out at Amped, located at 910 West Juneau Avenue, and take advantage of special 414 Day pricing for karaoke. And finally, don't forget to visit the Milwaukee Admirals this weekend to celebrate our great city at the UW-Milwaukee Panthers Arena, where the Admirals play the Chicago Wolves starting at 7 p.m. If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kynard, at info@civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 57. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. A blend of clouds and sun. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night, 55. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Is on the grow, and we're very proud of that, and it's certainly a lot more than Mike Crute. But anyways, thank you for the nice words, and if you got grievances or gratitude Friday, right here, right now, is the time for it at 844-967-2789. Our pal Jake from Milwaukee. How you been, Jake?
Oh, good. I'm surprised I got on. I mean, the thing is, like, where was my name? You haven't changed to me.
Jake, I'm having
the reason of your success. I'm just kidding. Although I do have a grievance on you, Crute.
Okay, lay it on me, Jake.
Because you know I'm hard on you guys because you know I love you and I just you know some tough love. But Maggie Dawn had like didn't have a show for a whole year and she got an award. Where's your award?
I got a second place plaque. And then I got a bronze third place plaque. That's like a participation trophy, Jake. You know what? I don't even enter the Broadcast Association Award anymore because I don't want to be heartbroken again with a second or a place or show. So I didn't even enter this year, Jake.
But you know what? It might just happen. And then you'll be like, I never wanted this, like, whatever stuff, but yeah, all I know is like, you know, you need to get an award sometime and maybe I'll buy a trophy or something.
World's best dad, but the kids don't believe it. Jake, very kind of you to say, here's the only problem with the Broadcasters Association. I went to the awards, when I thought Dom and I had won for best interview and the aforementioned Maggie Dawn actually won the category. She got the nice shiny crystal trophy. Dom and I got second, and we had gotten like third the year before, but it's like a 4.5 hour affair. And the only person I knew was Dan O'Donnell. I got hammer drunk with Dan O'Donnell at the Marriott West, which is like two. I could have crawled home from there. I live very close to there. But Dan O'Donnell was the company, and all I could think to do is drink more. 844. 967-2789. To know Dan O'Donnell is to want another drink. Rico, how you doing? Rico from Rock County.
Hey, how's it going, Curdy?
Good, man. You
began the trip.
Voice-wise, dude, right. I swear, you're like Rocker's cousin.
Okay, now listen. I'm not even going to begin to stroke your ego like the previous caller did, but I want to tell you, I'm here to advocate for your little buddy, Dom, man. He didn't get a whole lot of credit in that, but I'm glad you spoke up afterward, though, Curdy. I think old Sage Wild, I think he deserves a whole lot more credit than he sometimes gets in this whole venture. That's kind of
he is the humble one.
This whole matter.
In this partnership, he is the humble one. I am not the humble one.
Yes. And, before you go gallivanting, across the nation, creating your dream there, I just want to tell you, not only do your listeners talk the talk, we can walk the walk. You get ready to expand a little closer to the southern border. I can help out. I think I can help you out there in that area, buddy.
You know, you could technically probably catch us on WCPT 820 AM, our friends in Chicago. And before you accuse me of abandoning my beloved state of Wisconsin, if you could see me on the video screen
No,
I got my Badger hat on. I'm not leaving Wisconsin behind. I love this state.
Yeah, I would never call you out, buddy. You know that.
Buddy, the only way I can get to you is probably from Illinois. And you know how detestable that might be to me. I can't go to the flatland just to give you coverage in Rock County, buddy. I wish I could, but I can't. I couldn't reconcile it. 844-967-2789. Did I mention the Bears suck? 844-96-PARTY. Our party and pal Dick in a garage somewhere. How you doing, Dick?
Just got back here from the Jade Monkey.
Oh, that's a party in place. Rocky. That is a great place to be on a sunny Friday afternoon.
It was. I just want to throw out there how happy I am for you and the whole situation, you and Doc. I mean, you think back to 2000 or 2020 at this time during the pandemic where it was all at. I mean, I have nothing but a great feeling about where you guys are taking this. We finally got this thing going on where we're going to be able to go after right-wing radio in this state. You're kicking butt, dude. I mean, I just love seeing every bit of this.
Well, thank you so much, Dick. I mean, it was a little scary during the pandemic. Certainly, it was financially scary.
I'm sure it was.
But, Dom lost his dad during the pandemic, dude. It was a scary time for all Americans, I think.
For everybody. But you guys, I mean, you've totally researched. I mean, it's way beyond what I ever thought this would be. It's so cool. And now there's a median that we have to go after these scoundrels. And it's thanks to you guys.
Well, I'll go after the scoundrels daily, Dick, if you keep listening. And supporting our sponsors like Hawk's Fine Art Neighborhood Bar, the Jade Monkey, that funky monkey right here in Madison. One of my favorites. Tom from Madison, you're one of my favorites. How you been, Tom?
Hey, good to hear you. I'm going to jump on board, too. I got to say, you guys have been absolutely amazing. You're an overnight sensation that took like 12 years to do.
Isn't it always like that? Isn't it always like that, Tom?
The thing I loved about you guys in the very, very beginning, and I think it's true for the Solidarity sing-along, is that it was political but never personal, like you and Dom. There was a thing where you satirized the heck out of everybody, but you were never mean. You were never a Tucker Carlson. You were never, you know, what the other side does. And that would be kind of tempting, I think, from time to time. But you
come on, I was plenty mean to Scott Walker, man. I took my best shots at the guy. I was trying.
Scott Walker was the inspiration for this. We got to thank him every once in a while. There's at least, I don't know, three or four politicians I know who are politicians who are, you know, serving the public because of Scott Walker.
Tom, you know, the
three marriages.
The one thing you mentioned, I do want to acknowledge the Solidarity sing-along, all those individuals that went up there, and Dom and I got arrested, and it became our beat for a while. We were chasing the arrest every day, and then we had the lawsuits and the grand vindication and the victory over the band parties. But what I will say about those very passionate Wisconsinites, they always uplifted me, Tom. I mean, that wasn't my chosen form of protest. I got a radio show, man. I handle it every day. But when I would go up there, I never left without at least smiling once and feeling better than when I showed up at the Capitol. That sense of protest, that camaraderie, because there was plenty to protest. There was good reason to protest. We weren't up there just raising hell for the sake of it. And I like to raise hell, Tom, but that was merited protest.
Yeah, no, it was, I think friend is the operative word when it comes to that. You know, the way you talk about, you know, the sponsors as friends and the callers, even people who disagree with you. There's a lot of respect there, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, Tom. Now, stick around. All you friends of the Devil's Advocates, all you fine fans and listeners and even the haters, even you, CJ, stick around. Pizza Box Mike, he was, and probably still is, the personification of the protest and the Solidarity sing-along and all things good here in the great state of Wisconsin. Stick around for him, Native Roots Radio, then outside the Pizza Box. Have a great weekend. See you on Wednesday.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.